Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Guys, we're back here on Start, Bench, Cut on Jay's South End Toes. Toe service. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Toe. I start off with coaches, guys.
With who?
Coaches.
What'd you say after that?
Guys! Guys! I can't get that out of my head, man.
What was that again, Mac?
Guys!
Yeah, you know.
Guys! 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 Guys, if you start... Guys, you can... Guys, I'm telling you. Guys, it's...
It kind of reminds me of, like, the aliens from Mars Attack. Gah, gah, gah!
You know, I think he was a little upset yesterday. Stone Street went along.
We get in early today. You know what? We'll do not. We'll do that. We'll end early today.
Well, that's
Max,
right.
Well, Max is in my ear. Yeah. Says,
let's go.
56:35.
Give him their
that
5 minutes.
51:35. Shall
right.
we? Shall we do it? Group consensus.
Yeah. If we end early today, give them their time back.
I agree.
One word. Should we give Cody and Gold their time back today? 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Got it. Start, bench, cut. We talk about coaches that are in the now. Dave Canales, Ben Johnson, and Duval, Liam Cohen. Start, bench, cut. All playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of. Canales isn't yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Not
yeah.
yet, but getting close. I'll start Duval because he beat the Chiefs. I'll bench Johnson, and Canales still isn't in the playoffs, so I'll cut him.
I'll start Ben Johnson because he's doing this in a way that we didn't think he could. We questioned if he could be a leader of men. He is a leader of men. He's got the offensive guru stuff down, but he's a leader of men and everyone trusts him, believes in him. I'll go Canales and then Duval.
He also got everybody dogs for taking his shirt off. Did you hear that story?
No.
There's like a famous hot dog stand in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if you take your shirt off in post game, everyone gets a free hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Took it off.
Let's go.
You talking team-wise, or are you talking the whole city?
I would assume the city of Chicago, because they weren't at home this past week, were they?
Was it Wiener Circle?
It was in Philly.
Yeah, it was in Philly. Yep, it was.
Yeah, but it was somewhere in Chicago. If he did it, then he's had a story where he said his 2-year-old was watching the TV, and he's like, shirt off. And his wife looked at the TV and goes, oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's it. I like that, because I've been in that situation before. Yeah. What are you doing? Well, your wife's
I'm
embarrassed.
I'm surprised you guys didn't do the snow plunge.
We talked about it yesterday, actually. The kids asked, can we do it? There's too much ice, man. Ice everywhere, so it was very hard to do. Maybe we'll get another snow where it's a little bit deeper. That was cold, though.
Woo. We go to the AFC South. Start, bench, cut in belief. Jags, Houston, Indy.
Houston, Jags, Indy for me.
I'll go Houston, Indy, Jags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. No love in the Jags. Like Liam Cohen because he beat the Chiefs.
I do like Liam Cohen.
Yeah, what's your hate on the Jags? I need the Jags to win everything right now.
Well, for sure, yeah. But as far as belief goes, I mean, obviously Houston, we don't need to really talk about that. Best defense in the NFL. And then Colton.
Better than Denver?
I think so. But you're right. We could talk about it. It's a top three defense in the NFL. Yeah, yeah. Fine. It's an elite defense.
Man, we got to play them. I don't care if they're one or they're three. Yeah. We got problems.
They got it.
They're coming after us. Right. And then, yeah.
How many holding penalties with backup offensive linemen? You taking the over under? I'm going to put it at 3.5. Offensive holding penalties.
Under. I'll go under.
I'll go under, but I don't feel confident. Yeah, okay. I like Jonathan Taylor, the best player out of these three teams.
Shift over, start bench cut in belief of the NFC West, Rams, Hawks, Niners.
I'm going Rams, 49ers, and Hawks. I mean, I have to stop doubting, and I think everybody needs to stop doubting the 49ers. They just keep winning, and they're doing it. I mean, there's no excuses for the Chiefs. We're injured or this, that, and the other thing. San Francisco's lost their whole team, and they're, what, 10-4?
Yeah, 9-4,
9-3, 9-4, whatever it is. They got 9 wins.
Yeah, they're looking great.
I mean, they've had every excuse to cash in this season,
seriously,
and they've done unbelievable things. Kyle Shanahan should be coach of the year for the way that he's coaching this team.
That's what I was about to say. He's not a candidate, and he should be the favorite. What he's done with this team, it's been, I mean.
But that's what a coach of the year does.
Exactly.
You don't take a 2-14 team and make them 8-8. You take a team that lost everybody throughout the course of the season, and you've stemmed the effing tide.
Yes.
Yeah, Rams 9-3, Seahawks 9-3, Niners 9-4, bye week this week as everybody gears up for fantasy football playoffs. You don't get George Kittle. You don't get Christian McCaffrey.
CMC, Hubbard, all these guys, man.
Honest to God, though, I mean, when you look at Coach of the Year, who's done more this year and had a better job coaching than Kyle Shanahan?
Canales.
But they're not in the playoffs.
Not yet.
I mean, this is, as we sit here now.
Last year?
Yeah, but as we sit here now, I mean, this guy's had every player injured.
Sure.
No, I'd say, yeah, I mean, the only argument I could put up is like Vrabel, maybe, just because I think he's had these guys playing over expectation.
Yeah.
Like, I expect them to be good, but this offense is like, talking about Kayshon Booty here, guys. Like, come on.
Who?
And Steph,
exactly. Right.
And Stephon Diggs, who was 32 and washed, coming off a knee injury, and he's got 70 receptions for 700.
It's the quarterback, man. That's why I'm so bullish on Drake May now. After watching him last night, I'm like, that's all I need, man. He's the guy. If I'm starting a franchise, I'm taking 1-1.
I'll go Rams, Niners, Hawks.
Rams, you're trusting in the MVP-ish Stafford, who's no longer the MVP, but, you know, Puka, Devontae. Look at Devontae Adams, dude.
My God. Talk about
yeah, rebirth.
Love
inside
it.
Inside the five. You know where it's going? 17. Every single time. We go home, because there's no place like home. Glenda told us that. She's a thief.
Glenda's full of...
She's Satan, man.
Poop. Get bent.
She's a thief trying to steal, kill, and destroy your life.
Yeah.
We go to who's to blame most. Start bench cut. Spags, Andy, Mahomes.
Well, I'm going to start with Andy because he's the head coach. Then I'm going to blame Mahomes because of the interceptions. And then I'll put it on Spags as well, because my impression changed a little bit after talking to Danon about Spags, where he's like, the fart four can't get home. We have no choice but to have to blitz every single time. I don't disagree with that. That's kind of changed my... kind of perception of the defense right now. Yeah, Spags is predictable because they're not doing their job.
When they're not getting off the field on third and long either.
That's what I'm talking about. Third and long. They're not doing their they can't get there at four.
Holy
and so
God.
You've got to you got to blitz.
You showed that Jackson Dart hit from last year.
I mean, it's a brutal hit. It's a legal hit, but it was a brutal hit.
Yeah.
Been evaluated for four concussions now this season.
Somebody had a meme up there today of Elf walking across the street getting hit by the cab, and they go Jackson Dart on third and two or something.
Watch out for the yellow ones. They don't stop.
Yeah, I'll go Andy, Spags, Mahomes.
Okay.
I think the defense, yes, the roster has issues that Spags can't necessarily fix, but also the roster has more players than it's giving credit for. We're not seeing Noel Williams. We're not seeing rookie linebacker Jeffrey Brassa when these linebackers have been pitiful. We're not seeing more of Ashton Jelani. Like, I want to see more changes from Spags, so I put Mahomes last there.
Okay.
We go on the outside looking in, because I think there's another topic here you could bring up when it comes to Coach of the Year, if, in fact, they win the division, of course. Would be Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah. I mean, if Dallas wins the division.
Seriously.
I mean, somebody's going to. It's not going to be Philly. Nobody wins the division back-to-back years in the last two decades,
right? I mean, that guy has coached circles around Andy Reid in the last game. Coached circles around him.
A really, really, really good offense. We go to the NFC with the outside looking in. I go Lions, Cowboys, Panthers.
I'll go that order.
Okay.
Yep. I agree with that. I may switch the Cowboys and the Lions up. The Cowboys are looking hot, and that defense is better.
You're free to change after Thursday night. I mean, that's okay. You get more evidence, and you can change your opinion. Just because you say it today doesn't mean that's the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, I'll start with that.
It's time for me to ask Mac Morey, what do you believe?
Mm.
That is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, as we continue to go through movie lines. Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young.
Caleb Williams has improved so much, not only from last year to this year, but from the beginning of this season to this moment. It is so evident that him and Ben Johnson are working so well. I can't wait to see him even next year. I
think 89 he's just sacks keep... last year, 19 this year.
It teaches you, again, patience. Patience is key here. We rush so quickly to have a referendum on every quarterback every week.
All three of these.
You could. Absolutely.
We say that about everything. It's not. It's just not about quarterbacks. It's about everything in life. We want an immediate answer today. Well, sometimes that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and when you're leading a billion-dollar franchise at 21, 22 years old, sometimes it takes a couple years. It takes a learning curve. I mean, I remember not too long ago being 21, 22. I can't imagine being
a
leader.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you put yourself in the shoes when you were that age. How would you be?
Screwed. Oh, you know. So I'll go Caleb, CJ. I still believe in him. And Bryce Young, great season, but I'm going to put him below these guys.
Yeah, I will start CJ because he's been there, done that. Caleb hasn't yet. And Caleb's second, and then Bryce Young is last.
Yeah. You're not in yet.
Yeah.
It's fair.
I mean, he played a top five defense this past week. And I know his defense gave him a touchdown.
Mm-hmm, but so? Yeah, but I mean, our defense hasn't done that.
Nope. Not at all, dude.
When was the last time we had a defensive score? Was seriously? It the Miami game in Germany?
Man, yeah. That might be it.
Bryce Young on Sunday against the Rams, 15 to 20, 206, three touchdowns, zero interceptions against that defense. I know you think 15 to 20, 206.
No, that's
again. That's
fantastic.
A fine line for that guy.
That's what you need to do to win the game.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes it's okay to be 15 of 20 for $1.95 and not have to make your play look sexy every single time. I'm speaking to some close to the vest here. You don't have to be the highlight reel every single time. It's okay to be 15 of 20 and be a very nondescript quarterback in a game.
Last but not least, because it will support the question I ask on the other side. Where would you least want to play the AFC Championship game? New England, Denver, Buffalo.
Denver.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'll go Buffalo for sure. I don't want to play in Buffalo.
And then you would bench?
I'd start New England, bench Buffalo, cut New England.
Yeah, I'd start New England. And
as the toughest place to play.
He is the place I'd want to play.
Okay, most, easiest place.
Easiest place. Sorry, yeah, bench Denver, cut Buffalo.
Oh, see, I went the other way. The hardest place for me would be Denver, then Buffalo, then New England.
Yeah. Okay.
Gillette Stadium in January, boys, is not a fun place
not
to
fair.
Be.
Not
a fun place to be.
I'm not worried about
be.
That for the Chiefs, though.
But you like Drake May.
I do.
You like Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I do. And everybody liked Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes that first year. And who came in and said, hang on a second?
Yeah, hold my beer. We're
That'd
not
be
done.
Awesome.
Can we get that done? That you want to talk about GOAT status. Patrick Mahomes gets GOAT status if you run the table and you make it to the AFC Championship game and knock off Drake May. And Mike Vrabel, just like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick did to you. Because it was kind of a tumultuous season, if I'm not mistaken, for the New England Patriots that year leading into this game at Arrowhead. They weren't the one seed, where they ended up being like the two or three seed that year, I think, right? Because they had to go on the road and win games on the road and all of that, and probably a little bit of a clunky season as well. And then they got here to Arrowhead, and you saw why they were the best of all time, because they had that experience. And so if the Chiefs can take care of business in the regular season, which I don't know that they can, and roll into that AFC Championship game, I'll take the Chiefs every single day in that game because they have that experience.
I go to this one from the text line because it's perfect, from the 816. What you would like to see the most, start, bench, cut, Binkley as substitute teacher, referee, or lawyer?
Lawyer's one.
No, substitute teacher.
Sub's good, too.
I mean, could you imagine him with third graders trying to get them to calm down by giving you thoughts on the 3-4 defense?
Yes. Love it.
I mean, what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What would he be like in front of children as a substitute?
Mr. Binkley, I don't understand what's going on with question two.
Don't think, just do. Piss me off.
Coming up on the other side, I've got a question for you, Chiefs fans, on 913-586-7965. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.